Good evening. Welcome back to Captain Cambino's Cabana. Live, Friday, October 3rd, 2025. It's Friday. It's awesome. So here we are back again. And I've got some new equipment I'm testing out. New audio equipment. Audio software, sorry. So we're checking that out and working with that. So it's going to be a hit or miss type of night. So we'll see. Thank you for listening. Hope everybody's had a great week. I took last week off. Just kind of felt like just taking the night off. And, you know, I just was super tired and, you know, just didn't feel like doing it. So here we are back this week. Fall is here and it's October, which means Halloween is around the corner. So let's go. Thank you for listening. Hope everybody's had a great week. Welcome back to Captain Cambino's Cabana. I'm still not a real captain, but eventually I'll get there. We'll see. Anyway, got a lot to talk about, really. Just kind of a random episode again, but which, again, the Cabana is all about fun and chill times. It's entertainment therapy. So, here we are. Let's see what we can get into. The captain wants to let everyone know that he's a big advocate for the National Rifle Association. I'm a member of the NRA, and I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment. And I believe in God and Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is my Savior, and Jesus is Lord. So, and as Uncle Rico always says, if you don't like it, you know what, Napoleon? You can leave. So. I just love that scene. Anyway, you guys are retarded. here we are. I wanted to give a big shout out already. James Reed, my buddy from Belzona, Mississippi, is in town in Nashville, and he and his girlfriend are at a concert, so I didn't get a chance to see him, but the old bull is in town, so having a good time. So saddle up, James. Have some fun there. The Steed. So James, the Steed Reed. Nashville, man, crazy busy. So anyway, I guess that's a good thing. So, the captain's been doing nothing but chilling, and watching reruns of the Golden Girls. I love that show. So awesome. Just funny. I mean, I'll take the old stuff any day. Those old shows, man, that's what paved the way. They're great. They're nostalgic. I love it. The Golden Girls, Highway to Heaven, Miami Vice, Magnum PI, The Cosby Show, Cheers, Wings, of course, Seinfeld, my favorite of all time. But, man, there was some great stuff in the 80s. Family Ties, and, I've seen the entire series of Family Ties, did that a few years ago. The Cosby Show, I've seen that entire series. The Cosby Show is phenomenal. Grew up on The Cosby Show for a while there. And, who didn't want to be like Dr. Huxtable? I mean, what an awesome career. I mean, his house, I was talking about that the other day with somebody at work. You know, his house, you know, had that basement downstairs, the little downstairs office. I mean, how cool was that? And that episode when Theo was talking about being on his own and he has no money left over and he's teaching him that, you know, how to save money and all that and how to live. It's great. Great. And it's still relevant today. So anyway, it's such a great show, The Cosby Show. I don't care what the critics say, or to cancel Bill Cosby. I love The Cosby Show. Speaking of James Reed, I remember when he came down to Miami in 2021, I was living there, and he came in town for a Metallica concert. So I remember I was in my company vehicle and, company tech van. And I remember taking him to lunch and I cut through downtown. He was not far from where my office was located at FedEx downtown. And I remember pulling up and there he was, and he's standing outside. I rolled down the window and I did that meme with Donald Trump where he says, "Get in, pussy. We're making America great again." And I said it pretty loud too. And there's people looking over and I'm like, "What are you looking at?" But yeah, so I ended up taking him to, we went to, Flanagan's Flanagan's is great down there in South Florida. I actually still have several Flanagan's coasters. Flanagan's opened in 1959, and it's a South Florida staple. I believe Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Miami, maybe Boca, I'm not sure, but I have to look it up. Man, it's such a great restaurant, bar, good vibes, just a really cool beach atmosphere bar, vintage. So if you're in South Florida, in that area, Palm Beach, all that area, I believe Palm Beach has one there. I mean, it's awesome. It's called Flanagan's. So be sure to check it out. Several in Miami. So, oh, excuse me. And so, yeah, it's a good time. So check out Flanagan's. But so we got college football. And, you know, I was thinking about, I was at the, actually watching the Ole Miss game last week. I went to this bar called Odie's in Nashville, and oh man, that was some good times. There was so many people, and it got wild, and it was fun. A lot of Ole Miss. It was like an Ole Miss type bar, a lot of Ole Miss fans, and I ran into a friend of mine I went to school with, Taylor Jabor. We caught up. It was good to see him. So Jabor, thanks for letting me know you were there, because I had no idea. I wasn't even paying attention. There was so much eye candy. I mean, shit, you know, it was just, man could get lost in there. So, anyway, but yeah, it was a good game. Ole Miss won 24-19 over LSU, and it was a great win. So Ole Miss is 5-0, and got a bye week this week, and then they come back next weekend at home for, I think it's homecoming against, Washington State. So, I wonder if that Washington State guy will be there that always has the flag that's on game day. That'd be cool. Probably not, but that'd be awesome. Whatever. But anyway, so the Rebels will be back next weekend. But I wanted to run down some games real quick for this weekend, some in the top 25. Let's see. Looking for some that are decent. Number 7, Penn State at UCLA. And I don't care. Penn State blows it every year when they play a big game. They blew it last week against Oregon. I mean, they can't get over that hump. This might be the big one of the day. Number 16, Vanderbilt at number 10, Alabama. That should be a good one. And Vanderbilt's playing good football right now, but I don't know. Alabama going down to Athens last weekend and winning at Georgia, that was huge. I did not see that happening. I actually picked Georgia at home because I thought they were just playing very well, and they beat Tennessee on the road and just looking good. And, you know, you figured they would take care of business, and people were just dumping on Alabama. But that DeBoer, the coach from Alabama, whatever his name is, he turned it around. That was a big, big win. So now Bama's back in it. So, I mean, a one-loss team, the playoffs, this could be a interesting run here starting in October. Number 9, Texas at Florida. That may be okay. We'll see how that goes. Let's see. Number 11, Texas Tech at Houston. That might be a sleeper right there. Both undefeated. That should be a good one. Late game. Houston, I saw them last week when they came back and won on the road. And it was, I can't remember who they played last week, but it was a really good game. And they were down 14, came back and won. Anyway, so number 3, Miami, Florida, and number 18, Florida State tomorrow night. That should be a good one too. So we've got some good ones, you know, in the top 25. That's not going to be too bad. So that'll be a good game right there. That'll probably be the game of the night right there. So anyway, there's your top 25. So we'll see how that's going to turn out. So just glad college football is still going on and, you know, having a great season. Speaking of that, I saw Dave Portnoy on Instagram the other day talking about Kirk Herbstreit. And, you know, Kirk Herbstreit's got his dog, Pete. And he takes Pete everywhere, and I love it. I mean, Pete's what a phenomenal golden retriever. Such a cool dog. I mean, even on their plane and he's going down, he's running down, what's going to come up? And Pete's in the seat just, like, looking at him like, what are you talking about? I have no clue what you're talking about. So Pete's just chilling. But I think it'd be cool. And I think Dave Portnoy mentioned it. I was like, what if they all met on game day, or he brought them on Fox or something happened? You know, bring Miss Peaches, bring Pete the Beagle, and Kirk Herbstreit brings his dog, Pete, and they'll all hang out at game day. And that way you can see Dave Portnoy meets Pat McAfee. That would be pretty cool. You know, media minds right there that are all over sports entertainment. So that'd be pretty cool. And, you know, I think game day, that'd be, I think they'd be awesome, but I don't think ESPN will resort to that. And they don't like Portnoy. I don't know. I mean, Fox, a lot of people don't think Dave Portnoy is good for sports, which I think is stupid. But, you know, Barstool's killing it. So I don't care what everybody says. Anyway, that would be cool to see all the dogs together and hanging out, you know. But I did end up at Barstool last Saturday night in Nashville, and it got crazy. And I tied one on, that's for sure. But, damn, those bartenders are hot. There's one tall girl. Shit. Man, they're just phenomenal, phenomenally hot. And, you know, most of them have tats. You know, that's not really my thing. I don't know. I mean, if there's a really hot one that had tat, that's one thing. But, like, most of them have tats, like, all over their arms and some of their legs. It's like, bleh. You know, it's just not really – sorry, it's not really my thing. So, hey, to each their own, whatever. But I'm just not a tat guy. Speaking of that, I was saw Camille Kostek on Instagram, and she was posting for some photo shoot somewhere, and she's still looking amazing. I mean, it's just, oh, she's so beautiful. So, but she's, again, Sydney Sweeney is killing it as well. But I wanted to run down my top five. And, yeah, I know it's a typical guy thing, right, to the hottest girls. But this is Captain Gambino's top five hottest girls. Number one is going to be Sydney Sweeney, no doubt. Hands down, she is the American, she is Americana. I mean, she is all over the place. She's killing it. I mean, and she's super smoke, beautiful, just a classic. She's almost like this generation's Grace Kelly, just my opinion. And Grace Kelly was just naturally beautiful. There was just something about Grace Kelly, and Sydney Sweeney's the same way. She is naturally beautiful, and she doesn't really need makeup. You know, I don't think she does at all. And Grace Kelly didn't need a lot of makeup. They're just naturally beautiful. And I just, you know, it's like that Seinfeld where Jerry dates that girl that has no makeup. She's naturally beautiful. And she went out with Newman. And he asked Kramer, hey, what do you think of her? He's like, oh, yeah, no makeup. I like that. And she went out with Newman. Anyway, but yeah, Sydney Sweeney, I believe, is just this generation's Grace Kelly. And just classy, elegant, you know, just perfect. Everything. Best tits in the world. I'm just throwing it out there. She's phenomenal. Anyway, and she's got it. She can rock it. She knows what she's doing. It's like the Sandlot. She don't know what she's doing. Yeah, she does. She knows exactly what she's doing. Wendy Peppercorn. Number two, Camille Kostek. That's my girl. I mean, she's phenomenal and she's funny. You know, I think she'd be fun to hang out with. She and Gronk. I mean, Gronk's a funny guy. I mean, I think that'd be cool to hang out with them. And so, yeah, Camille Kostek is just consistently stunning, and she's got a phenomenal body. She is absolutely beautiful. So, yeah, so number two is Camille Kostek, and it'll stay that way. Number three kind of came out of nowhere, and I never thought about this, but Sydney Thomas, the fight ring, the ring girl from one of those fights or whatever not too long ago, and she's all over the place. I mean, she has become super, I mean, She's just killing it too. So Sydney Thomas, it must be nice to have a name named Sydney. And if your name's Sydney and you're hot, yeah, you're going to be okay. So, yeah, Sydney Thomas, and she's phenomenal. She's got a phenomenal body, and she's got some great tits too. So yeah, no doubt about that. They're perfect. She's perfect. So yeah, she's getting on up there. And but yeah, Sydney Thomas, keep up the great work. Number four, this is just my random one, but a lot of people may not know, but Jocelyn Huden. Jocelyn Huden is, plays Novak on Chicago Fire on NBC, one of my favorite shows, and she's come out of nowhere. This is her, third season, but it's her literally technically her second full season. She came in late in, let's see, this is season, season 14. So she came in late in season 12. So this is her second full season. And, but she's Canadian, married, but absolutely stunning, phenomenal body. And she got a lot of earrings though. Like, I mean, I'm not talking about just earrings, like ears, her ears are loaded with earrings, like going down the, like around her ear. I'm not a big fan of that, but it's better. I'll take that over a tattoo. And anyway, Jocelyn Huden, she's a Novak on Chicago Fire. Absolutely beautiful. Stunning. So sensuous. Anyway, she's number four. Number five, and she's dropped a little bit, but, you know, she's still hot. I don't care who she's sleeping with, whatever. Ana de Armas. She is still absolutely beautiful, and she's got it all, total package. But she has, word is, she's been around the block many, many times. So, and she's now with Tom Cruise, as far as I know, but she can still bring it. And I think she's the oldest of my top five, and she's 37. She's, I think Camille might be getting close up there, but or not really. But Ana de Armas is number five, and there you have it. So again, the Cabana is all about useless info and a chill time. So there's my top five hottest girls for Captain Cambino. Moving on, talking about the NFL season. I'm sick of the NFL. I'm done with it. I stopped watching a couple years ago. I used to be a huge Miami Dolphins fan. I'm just done with it. And I'm just tired. I mean, it's just the same old thing. Like, I did watch the Dolphins a little bit this past Monday night because they wore these all-black uniforms. I thought that was pretty cool. So, I mean, I did watch the game, most of the game, but I didn't care. Didn't care who won. The Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. But it was cool to see those uniforms. You know, it's the first time I ever seen anything like that. So, 2002, when Todd Wade played down there for the Dolphins, they wore all aqua on a Monday night game against the Chicago Bears. And it was November 2002. And they wore all aqua. It was Monday Night Football. It was awesome. And it was really cool to see that. It was they were honoring the 1972 team, so it was the 30th anniversary. And it was pretty cool. They had these all aqua jerseys and aqua pants, and it was just really cool. I liked it, and I thought that was cool, you know, just something different. And again, the Dolphins, they wore all black, and you know, it was okay. Like, it reminded me of the Miami Sharks on any given Sunday. but anyway, yeah, it's just not the same anymore. It's no fun. You know, it's every player is like an activist, and they're pissed off and they're bitching. Speaking of which, what's his name? AJ Brown is bitching about something with the Eagles. They're saying he's not getting the ball enough or something. I don't know what's going on. The Eagles are 4-0. I don't understand it. You make millions of dollars and you're bitching. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And, you know, they bitch and groan, and you should be so thankful, man. You know, there's people out there working hard that'll never see that type of kind of money. I probably won't either. So, I mean, it sucks. It sucks that happens, but, you know, that's the world we live in. So, I found out too recently, or it was last week and then this week. Oh, excuse me. Getting a little tired there. That last weekend, the Minnesota Vikings played the Pittsburgh Steelers in Dublin, Ireland. The Steelers ended up winning that. But now this weekend, the Minnesota Vikings are playing the Cleveland Browns in London. So the Vikings have been overseas for 2 weeks in a row. And I'm like, you're taking away two games that would be perfect for local fans of the Browns. That's a Browns home game right there, I think. You're taking away a home game for London. I hate that shit. I don't get it. I just don't understand the international stuff. And then I read somewhere that they'd like to have a Super Bowl in London. Man, if that happens, I'm done. I mean, I don't even care what happens to the NFL. I just think that's terrible. Those fans don't care about a Super Bowl. I mean, I just keep it here in America. The Super Bowl is meant for the United States of America. Keep it in the USA, man. That's just how I feel. I'm sick of these international shitty games. It's like, you know, soccer fields. It's just not the same. You know, it sucks. The first international game of the NFL was 2007, the Miami Dolphins against the New York Giants, Eli Manning. And that was the year the Dolphins finished 1-15. And they had one game in London. I just thought it was stupid. You know, I didn't get a chance to watch it at all. And, you know, because it was on NFL Network and I didn't have access. You know, that was separate back then. And now it's all streaming. But, you know, I was just like, what is this deal with this London shit, you know? And I don't like it. I just don't like the international shit. Keep it here in America. That's just how I feel. Anyway, moving on. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Evan Cartledge and his fiancée Jessica Camello. They are getting married this weekend. in New Orleans. I was invited, but I couldn't make it. I just got too much going on and with work, and it's just, you know, trying to, I got, you know, I had to pay rent this week. You know, it's just a lot going on. Just, you know, I'd probably blow it all in New Orleans. So no, I'm just kidding. But Bourbon Street, but not just a lot, just too much going on, but I wish I could be there. But Evan, congratulations. Good luck, man. And I was texting him the other night. I said, this is the last time you'll watch a Dolphins game as a free man, as a single man, huh? As a free man before you get married. We were just laughing about it. But anyway, best of luck, Evan. I hope you and Jessica are very happy, man. Speaking about, you know, marriage or finding the one or whatever, you know, this is something it's not my greatest subject, but dating, you know, women and finding the right one or finding that person. I actually had a date last Friday. It was a lunch date, not a big deal. You know, wasn't anything fancy. I met this girl and went to a little lunch place. It was okay. She actually graduated from Ole Miss. She got her master's degree at Ole Miss. So she was really cool. She was nice. I just didn't feel a click there. I didn't feel anything there. I didn't feel like it was, we hit it off or anything. I think it was just, you know, it was cool to meet somebody else, you know, somebody that went to Ole Miss and she loves Ole Miss football. So that was cool. So we hit it off, but like, I didn't feel that click, you know, I didn't feel anything from it. Didn't like, you know what? I'd like to see her again. It just didn't happen. So, that's just how I feel. But, dating is hard. It is hard. That's what she said. And, you know, it's just, that's how it is. And I don't know how some people, how they do it. You know, married life's got to be hard. I agree. I'm sure it is. You got to work at it. And my parents have been married over 50 years. I've got a brother that's been married almost 25. And, you know, yeah, I know it's hard. It's got to be hard. And, you know, you got to work together. And I was watching Dave Ramsey the other day, and somebody called in about getting married and having a joint bank account and all this stuff. And he says, do you have to do all that? Dave Ramsey's like, no, you don't have to do that at all. But that's normally how couples survive, is a joint bank account. And then I made a comment. I said, just don't get married. Cause the guy was concerned about his money. And, you know, like, you know, I don't know if I want to do this. And I'm just like, well, you know, hey, you don't have to. So nobody told you to get married. No, but, I don't know. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe it won't happen. I'm totally fine with it. So, you know, but it's hard. It's hard to date, man. I mean, there's a lot of girls out there. There's a lot of competition. And, you know, it's tough. But, you know, I get to think about the girls that I've gone after, that I've pursued over the years. You know, a lot of them are out of my league. You know, I think a lot of it's personality. But most of them were out of my league, and I probably just didn't even realize it. And I, you know, didn't care. And I tried. I shot my shot and never knew it. And I guess, I don't know what that means. But anyway, I shot my shot. Didn't know I shot my shot, but whatever. You know, but it's tough. And it's a tough feeling when you get rejected. And that's the worst part, getting over that. And I remember, 1995. So yeah, it's been 30 years. I had a crush on Leslie Laverne, told her how I felt. And I remember missing school that next Monday. I didn't feel good. And I felt like, you know, I was coming down with sore throat or something. And it was November. And I remember Saved by the Bell, the wedding in Las Vegas was on NBC that Monday or that Sunday or whatever, Sunday night. I remember watching it. And I remember seeing the trailer, and it was one of the, you know, TV movies. It was terrible, but it was Saved by the Bell. You know, it's the last one, and Zach and Kelly getting married. And so, yeah, it was, I remember watching that. I didn't feel good the next morning. And then my friend Steve Scammon, when I came back, he goes, you're not sick, you're love sick. We know why you stayed home. You didn't want to face anybody about what you did. He called me out on it too. That was funny. But anyway. Yeah, I remember that, playing hooky from school that next Monday. but you know what's funny is I think about sometimes about dating and the women and, you know, how do you know, or how do you know if she's the right one or not, or how do you know if you like them or not? But if you get, jittery or around them, I guess. And if you have this feeling like, oh my God, there she is, you get that high school feeling like, oh man, what do I do? Or that feeling at junior high at the dance is like, there she is. And your emotions, you're like, they're running wild, man. It's just like, oh shit. And you get nervous. I have many times, and asking them to dance and making sure when you ask them to dance that they're playing November Rain by Guns N' Roses, you know, so it's a long song and you can dance a little bit longer. But, you know, I remember I had a crush on, when I was in sixth grade, I went to a buddy's, one of my oldest friends from childhood, John Reagan Tatum. He had his 13th birthday party at his parents' cabin. And at the time I had a crush on Holly Prater. And I didn't know her very well. I just knew her from, you know, schools and stuff, but I didn't know her not that well. And I was like, you know what? I always thought she was pretty. And I was like, I was going to make a move. I'm in sixth grade and they're seventh grade. I got held back, you know, I got held back for sports. And so I danced with her. I did. I asked her to dance and I was so nervous and I did. And I danced with her and I think we talked a little bit. I don't really remember what the heck we talked about, but that was the last time I saw her. I mean, I haven't seen her since. And I was just, I was like, man, you know what? I wonder what she's doing now. And she's married. And she's very successful and I found out or whatever. But you know, I just like, wow, you know, sixth grade, nobody knows what the heck you're doing in sixth grade, seventh grade. Nobody knows. And, you know, I just, I remember being a kid, you know, hanging out with John Reagan and we would, you know, just do all these things together, ride bikes, play Nintendo, you know, whatever, and play outdoors. And then when he got a girlfriend, he just kind of dropped me like it was nothing. And I remember he was dating Laura Hobbs and it was, I guess sixth grade. And they, when I remember coming over one time and he was with Laura, I think Jake Hill was with Ashley Grantham and they were, all at John Reagan's house or something. And I came over and I'm just, and he didn't want anything to do with me cause he's with his girlfriend. I'm just like, I just felt like, I don't know what the hell to do here. It's like, I'm friggin' 11 years old. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do? I didn't know how to talk to girls. So, and I kept trying to like talk about, you know, stupid shit and, like being a kid, Nintendo and TV and Saturday morning cartoons or WWF wrestling. I don't know anything. And John Reagan, what I knew was like, Cameron, I'm on a date, man. And I'm just like, okay, I'm sorry, man. And I'm like, okay, I'll just go over here and not know what I'm doing. So I had no clue. And, but I just remember that. I remember, he was on a double date or I guess, I don't know if a double date, they were just hanging out or they were dating, whatever. But, and I just felt so weird. I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, I guess I'll go home. So I guess that was part of the turning point of getting into your, you know, growing up, puberty and girls and figuring it all out. You know, I didn't know what the heck to do. I didn't have a clue. I didn't know how to talk to girls at all. And, I didn't really know how to do any of that until like maybe college. I was terrible. I was still terrible. I'm terrible at reading the signs. I'm not good at it. So, and I'm not saying that to feel sorry for myself or anything. That's just how it is. That's just how I was. I mean, you know, it went past me. It jumped a generation, you know? So whatever. I mean, I think it's funny, but whatever, just, you know, living life, you know, that's all we can do. But, anyway, I thought that was a funny story, but, speaking of that, John Reagan, and, this is another random story, but it's football season. So I thought I might as well throw it in. I've told this story before. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but I've told it to some friends from Oxford before, but there was a time when John Reagan and I, like I said, we lived down the street from each other. And I remember one day we were playing in this, big yard, a field, I guess it's 4th Street in Oxford and South 11th Street maybe. And I'm trying to look it up here, so bear with me, I'm multitasking. And we were at a friend's house, or I remember meeting John Reagan, and it was Laura Hobbs's house. And then it was and there was that big field right there off of Harrison Avenue. Let's see. I'm pulling it up here. Harrison Avenue to, that's like a dead end, I think. Man, this is killing me. I'm sorry. Looking it up here. Shit. Forgive me. It was, right off South Lamar. Let's see. There's the, aha. Buchanan. That's it. South 11th, Buchanan Avenue. Okay, so we're at that little, there's a big yard right there at South 11th at Buchanan Avenue, south side of Oxford. And there's a big yard. So we're playing football. I was terrible at football. I couldn't catch. I couldn't do anything, whatever. I was just terrible. I mean, I was a fat kid, you know, running around. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just there. I was just following my friends and hanging out. So D. Hobbs happens to be there. And everybody, I didn't know who he was. I just knew the name, you know. It's Laura's older brother. And I just, and we're out there. And D was quarterback, like all-time quarterback. So he's throwing everybody because, I mean, he's older and whatever. And so he threw one to me, and I dropped it. And he just, I don't know if what he didn't say anything to me, but he's just like, you know, I think he just kind of like yelled something. And then John Reagan came over. He's like, what are you doing? Don't. You got to catch that. You're making me look bad and all this shit. It's like, come on, Cameron. I'm just like, I'm sorry. I don't know how to play football. You know, I'm just like, I didn't. I mean, I just wasn't good. And I was not that great of an athlete. I never was. But, I mean, I was decent for high school football. But, like, I just, just a fat kid running around. I got so mad I left. I mean, it's like he didn't want me there. It's like, just get out of here, man. I'll talk to you later. I'm like, well, that sticks with a fat kid, you know? So you're like, well, shit. I was just like, well, I'll just go home. And I cried when I got home. And I was like, you know, I couldn't catch the pass. You know, it's just funny. And I tell D. Hobbs that story later on. We just laugh about it. And I remember telling it to a group one time at the library. And they just laughed their ass off. And it was just funny because he throws a pass to me and I drop it. I guess I'm an easy target because I'm a fat kid out there playing football. So he's wide open. But I just thought that was a funny story. So anyway, John Reagan would drop me in a heartbeat if I embarrassed him. Oh man. Anyway, so a little bit of random useless information there, just funny stuff. But oh shit, good times. All right. But yeah, going back to dating and stuff and girlfriends and, you know, there's times and many times I've hung out and have been the third wheel. You know, hanging out with friends, and it just kind of felt strange. But I didn't care, and I didn't think if somebody didn't like it, they would have told me. So I remember one night in Batesville, and I remember interrupting Miles Mitchell with he was trying to hook up with his now wife, Rebecca Darby, and they were getting pretty close, and I happened to come over. It was late. We'd been drinking, and then he gives me this look. And then we go, and then she's like, I got to go to the bathroom. So Miles said, hey, Cameron, come here. Come in. Cambino, come here. And he did that like Bill Murray in Ghostbusters. He's like, I'm kind of in the middle of something, Ray. Can you come back tomorrow? It's like, Cambino, what are you doing? And he hits me in the head. It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And he's like, can you come back tomorrow? So I guess I cock blocked him. So I thought that was, anyway, it was good times. But they're married now, so it's all good. So, yeah, I guess cockblock Cambino. And didn't mean to. Didn't even know it. But anyway, can't read the signs. So, oh, man. You got to be able to laugh. You got to be able to laugh at yourself. So, anyway. But I remember doing that. And but again, like, it's – but sometimes you feel like you want to get to know somebody and you want to date them. And I feel like the hard part is being friends. But if you get that done in the first part of the friend, if you're friends and you were friends for a long time, then, you know, maybe it'll be easy, but not always. It's kind of like Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie when he was dressed up as Dorothy for the TV show that he was, because he needed a job, and Jessica Lange. He was already friends with her, but he's like, I just got to learn to do it without the dress. He was like, but the hard part's over. We were already good friends. But now we gotta try it this way, you know? So it's like, I know that sounds weird, but one of my favorite movies also, Tootsie. But I was friends with a lot of girls, a couple of girls at one time, and I had crushes on both of them at different times, but I was good friends with them, with these girls, and I ended up falling in love. I don't know why. I guess I'm one of those guys that's easy, I'm easily influenced, whatever. But we were really good friends, and I just had these feelings, you know, we're human. We're going to have these feelings. It happens. And sometimes, you know, it's like that song by Hall & Oates, you know, some things are better left unsaid. And I've done that many times. I've said things and done things with these women that I've thought were, we could have been something, and then I end up being scum to them. You know, it's just like, well, I probably shouldn't have said anything, but you never know until you try. It's kind of like asking questions, you know, you got to ask, you got to find out, even with your job or, you know, any type of, you're studying or learning something new, you got to ask questions. If you're not asking, you're not learning. So, yeah, that was, that's happened many times, and I've, you know, failed in every aspect of that when that happens. Annie Zaleski, Leslie Laverne, Jill Mastrangeli, and yeah, we were really good friends, and I told them I want to be more than friends, and it didn't happen. So, I mean, I tried, and yeah, it sucks. It does suck. It hurts. And because you got these feelings, and you know, you don't know how to act on them, and it's not gonna be perfect, so we try. And I, you know, putting women on a pedestal, you know, it is what it is. But you know, I said women that have names with Sydney. You know, I had a thing for Sydney Hedberg. You know, I mean, all these girls that are like way out of my league and have lots of money, and I don't. But we were friends, and we were really cool. We would always see each other and hang out. We could, and we stay in touch, and you know, keep it casual. But yeah, I asked her to go sailing one time, and you know, after that it was crickets. You know, so yeah, I mean, I tried. Again, you shoot your shot, but it's not just shooting your shot just to do it. You know, anybody can do it. I mean, but it's if you really mean it and you mean well by it. And I think that's important to, that has to be known up front, I guess. And I did that. I was up front about it, and I, you know, just like I enjoy being with you, and I'd like to get to know you better, and I just thought we'd have some fun. So even like invite your friends, you know, we'll make it a big gathering or whatever. And it wasn't enough, you know, ruined that. So, but, it happens, man. You just got to do it. You got to keep going, shoot your shot, no matter what, go for it. If they say no, they say no, that's all you can do. I mean, but don't let it get you down. And it got me down for a while there, for like a year. It was tough because, you know, I didn't hear back, you know, and it really, I just always wanted to know why. Like, what's so wrong with me? What did I do wrong? You know, why can't you just say yes or no? And, you know, hey, I think you're a friend. I don't feel that way. I was like, it's okay. Just be up front with me. And yeah, it hurt. So, but you know, that happens. I'm not the only guy that's happened to, I'm sure. So anyway, not going to dwell on that, but you know, that's life. So life is short though, people. There's going to be lots of missed opportunities, and there's times I even feel like I've had definitely plenty of missed opportunities. We all have. But with women, I feel like, you know what, Cameron, you had a crush on this girl at this time. You had a crush on this girl this time. And to you, that was the real deal. And I went for it, but hey, you gave it your best, but the outcome's not always going to be how you want it. And that's life. You just have to accept it. And I'm fine with that. I mean, if you can acknowledge that and you can accept the results, you're going to be okay. You know, and it could be a whole lot worse. So, but that's just how I feel. And there's going to be missed opportunities, but go for it either way. No matter what happens, if you lose a friend over it, then she wasn't your friend. And but maybe deep down you are friends, but maybe it's best just not to talk. I don't know. It's a weird thing. So something again, women, well, I'll never understand it. So but it reminds me of I just think of the song always, I'll Be Over You by Toto. And it's a kind of a slow love song, and some people never get to live their dream, and sometimes it passes them by, and we don't even know it, and it could be right in front of us the whole time. But how are we supposed to know? And I feel like all of us are seeking some type of validation, and that's why I have the podcast, is I feel like I'd like to get my name out there somehow. And for instance, I know this is off the subject, but like there's that guy from Barstool, Mincy, and I think he's from Oxford. He went to school at Ole Miss, and I've seen him on Instagram. Seems like a cool guy, I guess, but he works for Barstool. I was like, honestly, seems like a cool guy, but what does he do? I mean, like, what's his role with Barstool? Like, I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, like, I feel like I could, if I ever worked at Barstool, I feel like I'd have a lot to offer. I could have my own show or something. I'm not saying I'm that good, but I would love to have that opportunity. They got people on there that shouldn't even be on TV. I mean, it just feels like they talk about nothing. I mean, maybe that's calling the kettle black, but I don't know. I feel like I've got a lot of talent, but maybe just not sure how to use it. Maybe we all feel that way. So I didn't mean any disrespect to Barstool, but I feel like some of their people that have work in there, like, it's like, what is this about? But I tell you who's also cool is she's on Instagram, and she's a Barstool. Ella Griff? Yeah, Ella Griff. She is on this. She's with Barstool. She's got her own podcast. Well, I thought she did. She was on a show. Anyway, she works for Barstool, and she's smoke, but she's like a badass. That's somebody I'd want. We were in a back alley and she was the only one with you. She'd fight with you. So she'd have your back, but she seems pretty cool, but whatever. That's random. But I feel like I got a lot to offer. I feel like I could be as successful as that Mincy guy, but I mean, again, I don't really know what he does. But, again, the Cabana is just something I'm doing. It's my platform to where I can maybe get my name out there. But, you know, it may not work. That's okay. To me, it's fun. It's something to do. And, again, this is – I'm just giving it a shot. So, shoot my shot. So, anyway, I know I'm rambling, jumping around, so forgive me. But, yeah, and that's another thing, Instagram. I feel like Instagram is life competition, adult life, and those that seek validation. And, you know, it's like, oh, look at us. We have kids. Oh, yeah, well, look at us. We can have kids, too. And we got a dog. So I just feel like it's like they're trying to one-up each other or something. And I don't want to do that. I like posting stupid shit. And I like funny pictures and videos and, you know, whatever. But I try to post, you know, stuff about, you know, trusting in God and Jesus Christ and praying, things like that too. And, you know, keeping things, you know, supporting the United States of America and keeping our country free from communists and, you know, socialists, all that stuff. But fighting for the American dream too. So that's just how I am. But the podcast is more just for fun. And, you know, maybe if somebody listens to it, that's high up out there, it's got a lot of money, and be like, hey, I like this Cambino guy. So it's, maybe that's why I'm doing it. I don't know. But again, it's just for fun, like I said. So I'm sorry, man. I'm talking out of my ass. So fucking A. But again, I think Instagram though, it's like who can outdo who, you know, like, oh yeah, well look what we can do. So it's just, sometimes it's tiresome. You know, you just, that's why I like, you know, if you want to just turn it off every now and then, just, you know, turn it off and live your life, and you don't have to have social media all the time. So anyway, Trump, by the way, Donald Trump our president is kicking ass, man. That guy is destroying the drug cartels. He's blowing them up while they're in the ocean on a boat. And I'm telling you, I just hope I don't get mistaken for a drug dealer on a boat someday, because I do want to be on a boat, but there won't be any narcotics, I'll tell you that. So, but anyway, I love it how he's just blowing them up from a distance and they're taking care of business. And then all these pussies are getting all offended and that he's blowing these people up. It's like, well, they're bad people and they're bringing in drugs to try to kill people in our country, and they're trying to kill everybody in our country. So yeah, he's doing his job. So fuck off. You know, I hate it that everybody gets so damn sensitive of our own president. I was like, go fuck off, man. This is the guy's doing his job. So, I mean, like, there's fentanyl out there that can wipe us out, man. And I don't want that coming over here. So I'm all for it. Blow those motherfuckers away. Excuse my language. I'm tired of this shit. We live in a pussified generation, if I don't even know if that's a word, but a pussy generation, whatever. And everybody's so damn sensitive. I'm sick of it. He's saving our country. He's saving the USA, and he's taking care of business. Ronald Reagan would have done the same thing. So I'm tired of people getting upset about it. Just accept it. Move the fuck on. Live your life. We're in a free country. We're in the greatest country in the world, and we're living like it right now. We are taking care of business because we have a president that's a boss that's taking care of business, TCB. So anyway, I know I got a little rant there. I'm just being honest. You know, I hate politics. I hate it. But I'm just being upfront and honest about that situation, because he is keeping our country safe from drugs and keeping the bad guys out. That's the whole point. We're a free country, but we have laws. So we're trying to keep the drugs out, keep our country clean, and keep our kids, let our kids have a good future. So that's all I'm going to say. So make America great again. Anyway. I want to say happy retirement to my friend Chuck Hogue. He was one of my advisors at FedEx. He has retired almost 30 years at FedEx, and big Arkansas fan. So Chuck, congratulations. Walk off into the sunset, my friend. You were always a big help to me at FedEx. So Godspeed, my friend. Happy early birthday to, happy belated to my buddy Ty Gardner in Fort Lauderdale. And a cool guy, but, you know, a friend of mine I met a few years ago. We watched some Dolphins games together, and nice guy. So happy birthday, Ty. Hope all is well, man. Happy early birthday coming up on the 6th to one of my closest longtime friends, Jonathan Walker. And happy birthday, Jonathan, coming up, man. You're a good friend, and I appreciate everything. And hope you have a great birthday. So rock out to some Jimmy Buffett, man. So I wanted to talk about the new iPhone or the new iOS 26. I have not purchased a new iPhone yet, but I plan to. But I still have my 14 Pro Max. But I did upgrade to iOS 26. And I have to say, it's awesome. I really enjoy it. It's very sleek, new liquid glass stuff. Really cool. It's like a bubble type settings. I like them. So I like it. It's pretty cool. So I've got some information that I will relay real quick about how to save your battery life on your iPhone. And I'll also post it later on Instagram. By the way, on Instagram, you can follow me. It's at Captain Cambino. On your iPhone, if you go to settings and you scroll down to privacy and security and then click on location services and then go down to the very bottom under system services. So there's lots of stuff in here, a lot of settings that use your location, but they're unnecessary. And it takes it, and it really drains your battery life. So I'm going to go down here and I'm going to just name the ones that you want to keep turned on. The rest of them, you can turn them off. The ones I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to name off right now. Keep it turned on. Enable it. Compass calibration, keep it turned on. Emergency calls and SOS, on. Find my iPhone, on. Networking and wireless, on. Satellite connection, on. And most of that's related, obviously, to GPS stuff, if you get lost or whatever. Share my location, on. Same thing if you get lost or if you're stuck. System customization, on. That's it. and status bar icon. You can leave that on. So it's not much, but the rest of it is overkill. It is not necessary for your iPhone. Being an Apple technician, engineer, not necessary. So save your battery life. Oh, and also, one more thing about your battery. If you go into settings, scroll down to battery, and there is an option in there, if you scroll down a little bit, called battery health and charging. So there's two sections called optimized battery charging. Turn it off. It's some of that then clean energy charging. Turn it off. It's that environmental shit. We don't need it. Like carbon-friendly bullshit. That's not affecting anything. That's just, you know, reducing carbon footprint. Nobody cares. I don't know how they keep up with that shit. Turn it off. It's not necessary. So just a little information there to save life and your battery. And also, if you're at home and your iPhone is connected to your wireless network at home, that's great. Use the Wi-Fi. But lots of times, I'm sure parents with kids, you know, they leave the house and they forget, they're driving. Your iPhone is still, the wireless is still turned on. So with the wireless still turned on, you're not at home. That wireless radio that's built into your iPhone is constantly searching and searching and searching for a wireless network, and it's draining your battery life. So turn it off. When you're not at home and you don't have, when you're not using Wi-Fi, turn it off. You're saving battery life. Same thing with Bluetooth. Bluetooth is a network connection. And if Bluetooth is turned on and you're not using it, turn it off. Same thing. Save your battery life. But if you have Bluetooth turned on for like speakers and music, that's different. Leave it on. But it's not going to be as bad as the wireless network option, because Bluetooth is, it's like a reduced type of connection. So it's not as much gigahertz and stuff like that. So anyway, just want to throw that out there. So there's little options there to save your battery life on your new iPhone, even after you upgrade to iOS 26. I want to close it here with, I want to talk about the new Chicago shows that have come out, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD. Chicago Med is on season 11, and I just watched the first episode of this season. By the way, Dr. Lennox, who's played by Sarah Ramos, is so hot. The ending scene, there's a dude that goes down on her, and I'm like, damn, NBC is pushing the envelope. Anyway, it was awesome. So, Chicago Fire is on season 14, and that's where Novak, my girl Jocelyn Huden, is on. So check that out. Haven't seen that one episode yet. I'm going to watch it here in a little bit. And then Chicago PD is on season 13. So lots of great shows coming up. The Chicago shows are back. And also Law & Order Special Victims Unit is on season 27. I just watched the first episode. It was great. Mariska Hargitay, she kills it. She does a great job. Great show, Law & Order SVU. One of my favorites. I wanted to run down also my bucket list. I talked to a lady that worked the other day, and she said that she and her husband went to Mackinac Island recently. And I'm just like, you know what? My brother was up there for a wedding like 20 years ago, and he said it was awesome. And I was like, that's on my bucket list. And it really was. It's not just because she brought it up. I've been wanting to go there for a long time, but and the only reason really I wanted to go is because that movie Somewhere in Time, where the Grand Hotel is located. And it's a phenomenal movie. Christopher Reeve, Jane Seymour, Christopher Plummer. Such a great movie. A very romantic love story and sad, but it'll make you cry. I'm not going to lie. It gets me every time. Somewhere in Time came out in 1980. It's got a phenomenal soundtrack, too, by John Barry. Be sure to check it out. But it'll make you want to, I want to go to Mackinac Island. So that's part of the reason I wanted to go is, I want to go is because that movie. But maybe someday, maybe soon. But that's on my bucket list, along with, of course, Vegas, just once. I'd rather just go to Vegas once and that's it, you know. Maybe I'll get lucky. And then, of course, retire and pass on from this world will be the Maldives. That's the plan. So, anyway, I know that's random. Again, the cabana is all about random, chill, whatever topics. But then it gets me thinking about, like, what are we supposed to be doing? You know, I've thought about switching careers sometimes. You know, I really have. And, you know, I'm not sure what I want to do. What will we do? I mean, sometimes I wonder, what are we supposed to be doing? And going through the motions, you know, 9, 8 to 5, get a paycheck, go home. Is that it? Paying bills? Is that life? Sometimes that's how it feels. Yeah, it sucks. And it makes me think of that episode, the finale of Miami Vice, when Crockett and Tubbs are about to go their separate ways. And it's a really great scene. The finale is called Free Fall. And Tubbs asks him, said, what are you going to do? And Crockett says, I don't know. Someplace further south. A place where the water's warm, the drinks are cold, and I don't know the names of the players. And that's kind of what I would like to do, is somewhere where nobody knows me. And I'd be fine with that. You know, it's kind of like Cheers. Go to a place where everybody knows your name. You know, maybe a place where nobody, Cheers, a place where everybody knows your name. Excuse me. Duh. Cheers, a place where everybody knows your name. For me, I'd be like, I'd rather go to a place where everybody doesn't know your name. You know, I could blend in. I could start over. It's kind of like, I know I've been mentioning a lot of songs tonight too, but You Belong to the City by Glenn Frey. It's kind of like that. Nobody knows where you're going. Nobody cares where you've been, because you belong to the city. And you know, it's right. I mean, it's just like, you know, you just know the face in the crowd. I don't want to be that, but sometimes I feel like it may end up that way. And I'm fine with that. Sometimes you just got to accept it, you know, you accept reality and, you know, just do it. Fuck it. You know, that's just life. We all have our own path, whatever that may be. And just make the best of it. Maybe that's my message. Just overall, no matter what happens, life's going to be up and down. Challenges, there's going to be heartache, hard times, there's going to be good times, a lot of things to celebrate, but you have to face it all head on and just roll with it, handle it, handle it like a man, and just accept it, accept life, you know, and play the hand you're dealt and do make the best of it. And that's just, maybe that's what my message is tonight. So anyway, I know, again, I ramble a lot, so forgive me, but that's just how I feel, but maybe I'll get there at some point. So we'll see. But that's about all I've got. You know, I was just, again, more random and useless information, and I appreciate you listening. So lots of, you know, good nostalgic stories there. So thank you for listening to Captain Cambino's Cabana. And it's been a pleasure. This is first weekend in October, and Friday night, man. We made it. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. And go out there, have some fun. And if you're married, take your wife out to dinner. Buy her some roses. Buy her some flowers, whatever. Buy her some nice jewelry, something, perfume, whatever. Show her that you love her even more than ever. I mean, I don't know. Just, I wish I could do that. You know, I wish I had that opportunity to buy a girl something nice, you know. But, you know, go the extra mile, whatever. And your girlfriend, guys, same thing for your girlfriend. Do it. Make them feel loved. Same thing for your parents. You know, buy your parents something nice, or do something nice for your brothers, whatever. Any family member, a friend, even just give them a hug. You know, just say, hey, man, it's good to see you. And, hey, friend, you're awesome. hey, you, kiss my ass. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Anyway, you've been listening to Captain Cambino's Cabana. Follow me on Instagram at Captain Cambino. Oh, yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 2, when he fires the bad chief. He goes, are they civilians now? You bet. I'm going to kick your ass later. All right. But we're available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify. So check us out. I'll be posting this later. And we got the Bayside Blitz in the morning. So you've been listening to Captain Cambino's Cabana. I appreciate it. Hope everybody has a great night, great weekend. Please drink responsibly. Fellows, get after the ladies. And most importantly, permission to come aboard.